Coming to you from the Lydia Media Studios in the heart of Lewiston, Auburn, it's Lydia's Lunch Bunch, LA's afternoon morning show with Mark, Sarah, and Pam. Hey, Sarah's here.
Hey!
Look at you. We're covering news and events in the greater LA area and talking to the people making a difference in our community. Give us a listen at LydiaMediaLLC.com or wherever you get your podcasts. And feel free to share your comments, questions, or suggestions via email at podcast@LydiaMediaLLC.com.
Today's show is brought to you by UPI Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, serving residential and commercial customers with new installations and repairs. Call today and schedule your oil and gas boiler cleanings at 754-4556. UPI, the best plumbers around. Also brought to you by Rupert's Beverage and Redemption. When it comes to weekend refreshments, don't botch it, squatch it at 6 locations in Lewiston, Auburn, and Oxford. Learn more at rupertsbeverage.com. And remember, the party starts at Rupert's.
You remembered how to do this.
I did.
You tricked us.
Like she was never gone.
I know. We don't have any guests today. It's just the three of us, but we have plenty to talk about. Mm-hmm. But before we get to that, let's take a look at some headlines for Monday, September the 23rd.
Over 2,300 people participated in person or virtually in Saturday's 16th annual Dempsey Challenge. As of Saturday, the annual run, walk, and cycling event raised over $1.6 million for the Dempsey Center. Two-time cancer survivor Fran Stanhope received the Amanda Dempsey Award, which is presented to an individual driven by passion to help others.
The Maine Bureau of Veterans Services received a $2.6 million grant from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs to help meet the growing demand for dignified burial options for Maine's veterans and their families.
The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services will offer free COVID-19 test kits to all U.S. households. The agency did not provide an exact date, but ordering will begin this month at covidtests.gov.
Should begin this week. There's not a whole lot of September left.
That's right. No. There's not much left.
Governor Mills announced that applications are being accepted for the annual Governor's Award for Business Excellence. The award celebrates Maine businesses committed to their community and employees and exemplary performance in the manufacturing or service profession.
The city of Lewiston is seeking the perfect holiday tree to display at Dufresne's Plaza, preferably a fir tree at least 30 feet tall. If you're interested in donating a tree on your property, email a photo to hello@lewistonmaine.gov.
Yeah, don't donate a tree on someone else's property.
No, make sure it's your tree.
I have the perfect tree for you.
It's been bugging me for years.
It's right in my neighbor's yard and it's blocking my view. In today's weather, cloudy with a high of 66. Still paddling weather.
Paddling weather.
All right. Partly sunny tomorrow with a high of 68 and cloudy on Wednesday with highs in the mid-60s.
In sports, the Red Sox swept the Twins in a doubleheader at Fenway Park, winning Game 1 8-1 and Game 2 9-3. The Sox visit the Toronto Blue Jays tonight at 7.
You can tell for the Red Sox, the games don't matter anymore because they're winning now.
Right. Yeah.
Playoffs are out of the picture. Let's start playing ball.
Let's play some baseball.
The Maine Nordiques swept the stinking New Jersey Titans over the weekend, winning Friday 4-3 and Saturday 4-3 in a shootout. The Nords head to Blaine, Minnesota for the North American Hockey League Showcase. They'll play the Minnesota Mallards on Wednesday.
Quack, quack.
She's back.
Central Maine Community College soccer swept Paul Smith's College yesterday. The women won 1-0 and the men 7-0. The Mustang men's hockey team opened its season with a 4-3 win over the University of Maine's ACHA team.
And Bates College women's soccer will host Maine Maritime Academy tonight at 6:30.
In high school sports, today's games in field hockey, it was St. Dom's hosting Wells at 3:30, Levitt visiting Oceanside at 4 p.m., and Edward Little visits Lewiston at 6 p.m.
In boys soccer, Lisbon hosts Halldale at 3:30.
And in volleyball, Lewiston will host Coney at 6 p.m.
That's your news, weather, and sports.
Weather.
And right now it is time for the podcast segment that is absolutely
sweeping
Twin Cities. It's time for Famous People Birthdays.
Famous, it's the birthdays. It's famous people birthdays. It's famous people birthdays.
Let's take a look at FPBs for September the 23rd, shall we?
Okay.
We shall.
There aren't a lot, but they're good.
I see one.
Yeah, we're going to start off with Julio Iglesias, who is 81 years old today. You've heard of him, Pam.
Yes. He's 81?
He's 81.
Does he do that song, All the Girls I've Loved Before?
Sure does.
Yeah, okay.
A duet with Willie Nelson.
Willie Nelson.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Nothing like Willie Nelson recalling all his past lovers.
At 91, Willie Nelson has a lot of past lovers,
I bet
I'm
he
sure.
does, yeah. That song is probably 36 minutes long now.
He just names all of them.
There was Barbara. There was Yvonne.
A little bit of Jessica in my life.
That's a different song, but yes.
Yeah, wrong song.
I like it.
Iglesias is the most commercially successful Spanish singer in the world, and he has performed over 5,000 concerts for over 60 million people in 5 continents.
Wow.
He gets around. No wonder why he's had a lot of girls he's loved before. Jason Alexander.
Oh, yeah.
65 today.
Yeah.
We know him as George Costanza on Seinfeld. I have recently started rewatching Seinfeld, and I appreciate it so much more now than I did in the 90s.
I almost started watching that this weekend.
Oh. It's
flipping through, trying to find something. I'm like,
The acting is just top notch.
Yeah. I liked him in Pretty Woman, actually.
Did you?
He was unlikable, but yes, he did a good job acting.
Yes.
Unlikable. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not a good guy.
No,
right.
Not at
but
all.
Good acting.
Yeah, for sure.
As good as he was on Seinfeld, he was nominated for 7 consecutive Primetime Emmy Awards for Outstanding Supporting Actor in a Comedy Series and never won.
Oh my gosh, no way.
It's crazy. Yeah, one of the best characters ever on television.
How frustrating.
Never won.
He's the Susan Lucci of Primetime Television.
He is. Jerry's horrible in the series.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like,
no,
he can't act, but...
He's not a good actor.
Yeah, good for him. He was surrounded by Michael Richards and Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Oh my gosh, she's so
Jason
good.
Jason Alexander.
Yeah.
She's so good. She's amazing.
Yep. So she is currently on one of the Marvel shows that's on Disney.
What?
They brought her in as a Marvel character.
Huh,
yeah.
Nice.
She's great.
Does she have superpowers?
She's super evil.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I like it.
She's very manipulative. It's a cool character.
I'm going to have to check that out.
Is that a superpower? I feel like many people I know might have this.
It can get you very far
yeah,
in life.
Yeah, kind of is. It's the Falcon and Winter Soldier. Yeah.
Did I miss anyone on that list?
Well, speaking of Falcon and Winter Soldier, Anthony Mackie plays the new Captain America / Falcon, and today is his birthday. He's 46.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, he's great. And Ani DiFranco today, 54.
Who that?
Ani? You don't know Ani DiFranco?
No.
Oh, boy. Let me tell you.
Pam, we're about to get schooled.
Yep. Listen, if you were an angsty woman in the 90s, Ani was your girl. She had so many great breakup songs, and she is an incredible guitar player. She will play the guitar until her fingers bleed. Like, she can play like you wouldn't believe. And currently, she is playing in Hadestown. She's performing as, I can't remember, Persephone, I believe, on Broadway. Like, she's incredible. She's an incredible musician. You got to check her out. I think you'd actually really, really like her, Mark, a lot.
Well, now I have to check her out.
Yeah, you got to check her out.
I feel bad for not including her. I'm the worst.
No, you're not. She's
You just didn't know
her. I didn't know.
She's sort of niche, I think.
Okay.
She's really good.
Rounding out and headlining FPBs for September the 23rd, the one and only Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah.
75 today.
Crazy.
He has released 21 studio albums during his illustrious career, which has spanned 6 decades.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Favorite Boss song? Mine is Born to Run. It's not even close.
Oh, you like Born to Run?
It's not even close.
What's that one? Met her in a Kingstown bar. Do you know that one?
No. Still no.
Hungry Heart. Everybody's got a hungry heart.
There you go.
Everybody's got a hungry heart.
That's your favorite?
Yeah.
I have an interesting tidbit about that song.
You know who it's written about, don't you?
I know who it was written for.
Yeah?
The Ramones.
The Ramones.
I can't remember exactly what happened, but Bruce and whoever wrote it, or maybe Bruce did write it, took another look at it.
Bruce wrote it.
Bruce wrote it.
Yeah.
And he took another look at it and said, nah, I want this one.
I think a lot of artists who write like that do, because he wrote Because the Night for Patti Smith, too. And yeah. I think a lot of times, like, their people look at their song and they're like, what were you thinking? How could you give this to somebody else? This is such a good song. I love Bruce Springsteen. In fact, the band that I played with for the last 20 years, we used to do something called Bruce Fest in Portland at Bubba's Silky Lounge. We'd get like a whole bunch of local bands together and everybody had to perform a Bruce Springsteen song. And that was The Hungry Heart was one of mine that I did.
I love that.
It was really fun. And we did Rosalita, which is also a really good song.
He had a few.
Yeah. He had a couple. Yeah, his concerts, some of them last 4 hours.
He's got a huge catalog. Huge. Yeah. Jersey Girl's he really does. Good, too. Yeah.
But you don't have to play the entire catalog at every concert.
But you could.
I mean, I think even the most diehard Bruce fans are, after 3 hours, they're like, all right. Okay. That's enough.
You're done.
Let's hear Born in the USA and go home. Bruce ranks 23rd on Rolling Stone's list of the 100 greatest artists of all time, and they describe him as the embodiment of rock and roll.
And that's why he's the boss.
Yeah, that's why he's the boss. I don't think anyone would argue with
that. No one will challenge. No.
Sold more than 71 million albums in the U.S.
Awesome.
Yeah. Incredible career. And still going.
That's a great haul on the FPBs today.
Yeah, and only a few of them, but they were A-listers. That's right.
Yep. I think I knew all of those this time. Except the couple that Sarah mentioned.
I pulled some deep ones out. It's fine.
You did. That's okay. That's why we check with you. Those are your FPBs for September the 23rd. We are going to let you know that if you need a heat pump, you can check the cover. If you need auto repair, that's under the cover. Independent mortgage lender, that's out back. These are just a few of the resources you'll find in the September issue of Uncle Andy's Digest.
Out now.
Along with jokes, funny stories, news items, shout-outs, business spotlights, an events calendar, and advertiser directory, Uncle Andy's Digest is your guide to, just about anything. Find them online at uncleandys.com. Sarah is back with us this week. It seems like you've been gone for a month.
I've been gone a really long time. Felt like a month.
You've been
to me.
Gone the past 2 out of 3 weeks.
Yeah. Almost like the whole month of September.
Right.
Chris, did you miss me?
Wait, of course we did.
Even like a little bit?
Of course we missed you. Our guests missed you.
Of course.
Lydia missed you.
I know Lydia did.
Vinny missed you.
Vinny definitely missed me because he had like a tantrum when I walked in today. I was like,
where
whoa,
have
buddy.
You been?
He was mad.
Everybody missed you.
Okay.
But last week, you were in Texas.
I was in Dallas, Texas, in the Grapevine region of Dallas,
and
Texas.
Whenever Pam and I mentioned it on the show, we would always do air quotes saying, Sarah's there for work.
I was there for work. I definitely did some fun things while I was there.
You have to.
Yeah. Yeah. I went to an art exhibit called Meow Wolf, which I think you guys would really like it. It's an interactive media type art exhibit where it's just like an artist collective and all different artists created pieces of this thing, but it's basically in a warehouse built to look like a house. And it's got all these tunnels and crazy doorways and pathways. Like I went through a dryer. I went through down like a slide into a like fancy room, and I went through the walls, and I went into a nightclub inside of this art exhibit. It was crazy. And it was so many like cool things. Like you didn't know where to look. You ever see stuff like that where you're like, my brain is like, I don't know where to look.
Yes, overload.
Yeah.
Stimulation overload.
Yeah.
That's me every time I wake up in the morning.
Yeah. Well, I spent 2 hours inside of Meow Wolf.
Wow.
I know. I was in there a long time. And then I topped it off with the Rainforest Cafe, which I don't know if you've ever been there, but that's also very stimulating.
Yes. Did you sleep well that night?
Well, I don't sleep away from home. So I went like 4 days without really
That's
sleeping.
Unfortunate.
No, I don't sleep. I slept from like the first night, I slept from 10:30 to 1:30, and then the next night from 11 to 3, and then the next night I think I actually like got maybe 6 hours of sleep. Like I really have a hard time. I like my bed. I like the sound of my person breathing. You know, those little things.
Yeah.
So not a lot of sleep, which actually made the whole Meow Wolf exhibit more interesting. Because I was like, whoa, this is trippy.
Yeah.
Yes. And then the Rainforest Cafe was nice. And you know what's really cool at the Rainforest Cafe? When you order specific drinks, you get a free glass to take with you. Mine lights up.
She's special.
It was neat. I had a hard time getting home from Texas, though.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I don't know what was happening in Boston, but our flight was delayed 2 or 3 times. I didn't get home to Auburn until after 3 o'clock in the morning on Friday.
Ugh.
Yeah, it was tough. Because we flew into Boston, then I had to drive home.
That is
that's not
pretty
fun.
Much the major reason.
Is it your travel
just
issues?
Love to fly in and out of Portland.
Yeah.
Because the thought of flying Boston's so much easier. There's way more direct flights.
Yeah.
But the thought of having to drive when I get home.
Yeah.
Does not. I just don't like it.
I wouldn't say the direct flight did definitely not outweigh the convenience of having arrived if we had arrived in Portland. Yeah.
Because, I mean, honestly, I don't mind layovers if they're not 3 or 4 hours long.
Right.
If they're a couple hours, you have time to go to the bathroom,
get some
grab
food,
a quick drink, a snack, you know, and then you get to your gate and they start boarding in 15, 20 minutes and it's all good.
Totally.
So,
Yeah, I'm not a great traveler to begin with, but I managed. It was fine. Hey, it was like 90 degrees in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
It was crazy. Some days it was even warmer. I'm not allowed to go in the pool because I hurt myself.
That's right. That's Sarah true. Stabbed herself.
Yeah, I stabbed myself.
You couldn't just dangle one leg in there?
I put my feet in the pool, and it was like so tempting to get all the way in, but I didn't do it because I'm trying to follow doctor's orders.
Now we have to tell people how you stabbed yourself.
I was doing something stupid, and while I was doing it, I was thinking I could hear my dad's voice in my head. Cut away.
Do that.
Cut away. Cut away. And I did correct myself like 2 or 3 times. I was trying to cut up a carpet to fit it into trash bags to put it out at the curb because I missed the dump on Saturday. And I was kneeling down, and I was cutting, and I got stuck in a piece of the carpet. And I gave it a little extra, and I gave it an extra bit towards myself. And I actually legitimately put the utility knife all the way into my leg. I know your face right now. It was absolutely awful. And I was being so stubborn, and I refused to go to the hospital. I was making Nick put sutures on my leg, and he was like near vomiting. He was like, get in the car. We are going to the hospital. I don't want to go. I won't be able to go swimming all week. I can't go paddling. And I threw like 5 tantrums in the car on the way to the hospital. And then like again in the hospital room. It's like, can we just go home? It's not that big a deal. And then the nurse looked at it and she was like, ooh, that's a big deal.
You're what I wanted to hear.
I said that to her. I was like, could you just tell him it's fine? And she was like, no, I can't. It's not
you
fine.
You tried.
It's not fine.
So you're in Texas in 90 degree weather and you could not go in the water.
Nope. No swimming. Nice pool, too. They have lots of
great air conditioning, though. So.
Yeah. Yeah. It'll be harder this week to not go in the water. I still have stitches, so I have to wait to go in the water.
You and Lydia can...
Me and Lydia. I know. Lydia has stitches, too.
I know.
She had her surgery
while
I was away.
She can't go swimming, either.
I'm sorry, Lydia. I bet that's sad for you, too. I did some stuff while I was away from you. I missed you guys, though.
Yeah, we missed you, too.
I did a comedy competition, too.
You did?
In Texas?
Not in Texas.
Oh, oh, oh.
No, in Portland, Maine. But I got third place out of, like, 80 people.
Nice.
Well, I was pretty
proud
of that.
That's impressive.
Great.
Yeah. Nice job.
I got a lot of support from friends, which
was
nice.
So it's not just us that thinks you're funny.
There were at least 73 people who thought I was funny. I'll take it. I'd actually be happy if the two of you just thought I was funny.
Someone does.
Yeah. Right?
Big deal happening here tomorrow.
Yeah.
We have a release party for LA Metro Magazine.
Yeah, the autumn issue of LA Metro Magazine will be delivered to us by the end of the day today from Penmore. Tomorrow we invite our advertisers, story subjects, people that had part in putting the magazine together will be coming in 4:30 to 6:30. Anybody's welcome to stop by, though, and check it out if they want to stop in and be one of the first people to see the latest issue. So, yeah, we're excited about that. We're excited every time an issue comes out.
It's so pretty. It's such a pretty magazine, and I love that it's a free publication for people in the area.
Yeah.
There's so
very
much
accessible. Yep.
So much in it.
Yeah.
Like, so many great things in it. Like, I have lived here a long time, as have Mark and yourself, and I learn a lot from the LA Metro Magazine. Like, I found a new lake thanks to the LA Metro Magazine.
Oh, Topsom Lake.
That's
it's like the cleanest lake in Maine.
Yeah.
I can't believe you've never...
I never had found it. It's beautiful.
It's
and then also Poland Provisions. Yeah. That place is beautiful.
It's so beautiful.
And they're so welcoming.
Yes.
Yeah. I love it.
Great people. Yeah. And you can find a little bit of everything there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this autumn issue, again, a little bit of everything. We definitely still had our musician that we highlight, an artist that we highlight, and then a few feature stories, kind of holiday themed. We do touch on the 1 year from October 25th. In a positive light, we want to talk about how our community came together for each other during that time. So
that's nice.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about this. It was I don't want to say a tough issue, but a lot of work went into it, kind of a little bit more than usual, because there was a lot of moving parts between the holiday-themed gift guide. I kind of curated some of my favorite snacks and gift idea places and things like that into one feature, and we photographed them, kind of staged them all up. So that took a little more there, and then again, the 1 year later story, there was a lot of people involved that saw the positive and the community come together. And I don't think we highlight that enough in surrounding that date. Our community is very strong and resilient, and a lot of people saw that come through in a lot of different ways. So. Mm.
Come check it out tomorrow. You can be one of the first in the community to get your hands on a brand new copy of LA Metro Magazine.
Nice.
And Pam gets to enjoy, what, a day off before you start preparations for the winter issue?
No, like, I actually have some winter issue story ideas already in the works. I'd like to get stories assigned as soon as possible. But yeah, I think I'll be waiting a week or so before.
Just give yourself a little time. You've had a rough couple of weeks.
She tries.
She tries.
Doesn't always work out.
It's funny because I'm like, oh, I just want to check this off the list. And then, you know, it's good, it's good, it's good. And then I get all those things checked off the list and then 10 more things.
There's more things on the list.
So, yeah, I do need to learn to just like, okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, tomorrow right here at the office at Two Great Falls Plaza, Suite 1B, the old TJ's restaurant location. So yeah, come and join us 4:30 tomorrow.
Yeah.
And you get to meet Lydia.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lydia will be here, of course.
She's resting right now.
Last week, the Lewiston-Auburn Metropolitan Chamber of Commerce released the menu for Taste the Harvest.
Yeah.
Dinner and drinks in downtown Lewiston. That's happening October 2nd. And the menu looks amazing. They
of
have
course.
Mother India participating, Bon Vivant.
Oh, they were my favorite last year.
Orchid. Fish Bones, The Pub at Baxter, Blue Jay Coffee, and The Green Ladle. So if you'd like to go online to check out the menu, you can go to discoverlamaine.com. Mm-hmm. And we'll just give you a quick sampling here.
Yeah.
From Bon Vivant, a farmhouse beef and slaw bowl, mm-hmm. which sounds pretty
that
awesome.
That does sound really good.
A 9-veggie curry from Mother India.
Yum.
Roasted pumpkin harvest salad from Orchid.
That sounds delicious.
Fish bones, fish chowder, and raw oyster from Fish Bones Grill.
Can't go wrong there.
Nope.
All right.
Local beer, braised pulled pork sliders from
what?
The pub at Baxter.
Get out of here right now. Oh my gosh.
Sounds pretty good, huh?
Yeah, it does.
Maine apple cider mocktail from Blue Jay Coffee.
Yummy.
And mini Maine pumpkin whoopie pies from the Green Ladle.
You know what? They did have those last time. They were at the water table.
Oh, that's
table.
Right. Yep.
Yeah, they were the, please take these home with you. I had whoopie pies coming out of my pockets.
That is not what I thought you were going to say. But
coming out of my pockets. It was good.
If you'd like to purchase tickets, again, you can go to discoverlamaine.com and get all the information for Taste the Harvest Dinner and Drinks, October 2nd in downtown Lewiston, only 9 days away.
Yep. So close.
Nice. Shut Lisbon Street down and walk around. And
that's a good point, Pam. So just be aware of that too, folks traveling. You can't get down Lisbon Street on October 2nd.
You can't get there from here.
After 4 o'clock, you're done.
That's right. And speaking of Lisbon Street, that's where Obscura is.
Obscura.
And I understand that Sarah has something going on this week.
Yeah, it's the final Thursday of the month. So I'll be there Thursday evening doing acoustic open mic in the upstairs area. We've been doing it for about a year and a half, and they have graciously allowed us to just come in and welcome, you know, seasoned players and, you know, newbies and anybody who is interested in testing out how they do in a performance setting. And, you know, we're very supportive and kind. And actually, John Rice from, he worked on the chamber board for a long time. He's over at Schooner Estates. He covered for me in the month of August because I was away on vacation. He ended up getting hired by Obscura to play music there last week.
Really?
Yeah. So it's an opportunity for a venue to kind of see what you have for talent too. So if you're interested in something like that, you know, you never know who could be watching.
Absolutely. And it's a great space.
It is.
Like you said, welcoming.
And very welcoming. The food is really good. Yep. Yeah, they have a great drink selection too. So it's a nice place. And Corey and Angie have poured their heart and soul into making it a welcoming community for everybody. So I'll be there Thursday night. I know it's busy this time of year, but if you want to just get out and do something fun, come hang out with us.
Yeah.
Sign up is at 6 and we start at 6:30.
Tomorrow we have Chad Gray coming on from the Maine Bulldogs. And on Wednesday, we have the Nordiques scheduled. I'm wondering if we're going to get some NA3 players, seeing how the Nords themselves are headed to Blaine, Minnesota.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks to our sponsors, Rupert's Beverage and Redemption and UPI Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. If you would like to be part of the Lydia's Lunch Bunch advertising family, reach out to Pam Ashby via email at pam@lydiamediallc.com. Have yourselves a great Monday, and we'll catch you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Ha ha ha.